We are here for goodness sake. Hello, family. This is Carol Worth with Saltapol LLC, and welcome to the Goodness Forum podcast and YouTube series. We are here to amplify the goodness and positivity that people are doing in the world. What we are a stand here for at Saltapol is a world that works for everyone. And one of the ways we know that we can do that is by focusing on the good, because what we know is what you focus on grows. So thank you for tuning in and being part of spreading the goodness and positivity in the world. So each week we are going to feature a guest, either an individual or a business, and talk about the goodness and positivity that they are spreading in the world. We're going to focus on a topic. We'll have a quote to focus on, and then we'll be talking to our guests. So the topic of this, our second episode, is service with a smile. And our guest is a good friend of mine, Dave Bauer, and he is an absolute wonderful human being. He's probably one of the most loving people I've ever known in my life. I met Dave when I moved to Spokane about 6 years ago, and he was a critical editor for me for the book that I wrote, Stop Being Stupid, Your Adventure from Victimhood to Radical Self-Love. So he's really a really smart guy. He was, in his life, he was as a business, he was an accountant, and now he does tremendous amount of service work at Sacred Heart Hospital. So that's who he is. He's just an amazingly loving human being, and he brings a lot of humor to life, which that's why the topic is service with a smile. So I'm going to read a quote. So here's a quote from Wang Zi. The quote is, "There was the fullness of heaven and earth, and the more that they gave to others, the more they had." And we chose that quote because what we know is that when human beings are coming from their authentic self, what we say, the love that they are, the child of God, that we absolutely automatically discover, develop, and deliver the gifts we were here to serve others. And so service with a smile, it really speaks to that quote and our stand here at Saltapol for a world that works for everyone. And as I said, Dave is one of the most loving human beings I've ever known, but he's also really funny. And so he uses humor in such a wonderful and disarming way and really helps people with it in his work. So Dave, could you tell us a little bit about what you do in the lines of service work at Sacred Heart Hospital?
Okay. Well, I'd like to give a little background and explain why I do, in line with your quote and so
forth. Absolutely.
You know, like many people, or most people for that matter, I get very upset about what's going on in society and all the problems and so forth. And some time ago, I either read or somebody told me about the approach to solving our problems, and one being the what they talked about was a macro overall approach, where you know you can become a community organizer and go out and start a movement and that sort of thing. And I realize that I'm not capable of that. The other way of doing it was sort of a micro approach, where you look at yourself and decide, what can I do as a member of society? And that started this self. You talked about authentic self. That begins with a rigorous self-analysis of, right, you know, how am I contributing to all these problems in society? What is my role? And how can I first fix me, and then coming from that more authentic me, then do what I can for society? So I discovered I had a lot of issues of my own, which I have to take care of, and I work and wish I could say I'd fixed them all. I haven't, but I'm aware of them. And so then coming from that position, I went into volunteer to see what I can do, just my little part, to help solve society's issues. And I don't it's been a great, great thing for me because I don't spend a lot of time looking at the big picture and how, you know, how can it be fixed? I just do my part in fixing it.
Yeah, I absolutely I love that. Yeah. So it's like taking responsibility for doing what you can where you're at. And,
exactly.
And that's what, that's our stand, is that when people come from love and they make a difference for others, there's a ripple effect.
Right.
So tell me a little bit, or tell us a little bit about the kind of volunteering you do. You volunteer there at the emergency room right now.
Right now I'm emergency room. I've been involved with the hospital for nearly 15 years, and I've done various things in all sorts of capacities. As a general response to the question, why do you volunteer, or what do you do? My quick response always is whatever they ask me to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got that.
But for the last 6 years, I've been volunteering in the emergency room, and it's quite exciting. I have to say, I enjoy it. Oftentimes it's like the movies.
Wow.
It's pretty dramatic. But I'm not a trained professional, so what I do, of course, is relatively limited. My typical day would be going out to the reception area and greeting a patient, bringing them back to a room, getting them situated in the room, and quickly afterwards going and getting them a warm blanket, which I feel is probably one of the greatest things that I do because, in effect, that's like a hug.
Yes.
To somebody.
It's really comforting, isn't it?
It is, very much so.
So when you bring the blanket to the person, mm-hmm. I'm sure they're not expecting that, right? They don't expect you to bring a warm blanket. Here they are in the emergency room. They're probably in pain or they're scared for sure.
Right.
And what's that like? What do you see? What happens?
Well, I have trained myself to look at all of our patients when they come in, to see the child in them.
Oh.
And I don't care how old you are, when you're hurting and you're in a state of distress, you need administration. And so the first step is that warm blanket. Like I say, it's a substitute for a hug. I suppose I could be inclined to give them a hug, but we're actually trained not to touch patients.
Well, imagine, there may be some injuries or whatnot.
Yeah,
sure.
And certain, you don't know what people's level of comfort
sure.
in that area. So the warm blanket is a gesture, which is a substitute for that.
Human touch. Yeah.
And it is amazing what it does. As a personal anecdote, I would tell you that I've had the misfortune of having to deal with kidney stones 4 times now. And my doctor tells me the pain that I experience is on par with what women are experiencing during childbirth.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure women who are going to object to that comparison, but suffice to say,
I'm in
a world of hurt.
It's very painful.
Yeah, and until I can pass those stones and in the case this last instance, I couldn't do that. They had to even do it surgically.
Oh, wow.
But so I know firsthand, though, how comforting it is to have somebody come over and give you that warm blanket. Or in my case, too, since I was just sweating like crazy with the pain, a wet washcloth across your forehead or something.
Sure.
Any of those kinds of gestures are just very welcome and very positive.
Yeah.
Other things that I do when the patient leaves, then I have to go in and completely sanitize the rooms, which means using chemicals to wipe down all the surfaces. We strip the beds, we wipe them all down. Any surface area that a patient or a guest may have touched, we have to sanitize. Then I make the beds back up and provide fresh linens, check and make sure all the gear has been sanitized and is ready to go. And then go to the charge nurse and say, room such and such is ready, and go get the next patient and bring them in. Our emergency room is bigger than most community hospitals by far.
Wow.
Typical day, we will see anywhere from 250 to 300 patients come through there, all of varying degrees of from minor injuries to
traumas,
a lot of trauma activities and so forth and so on. So it's very exciting. Of all the things I've done at the hospital, I've enjoyed this the most, yeah, by far. Yeah.
So what is it that, if you were to kind of look for yourself, what is it that you feel like you get the most out of being of service to others? Because what I know is that there's a law of giving and receiving. Yeah. And so when you give, it's like automatically you're receiving. So for you, what is it that you receive in reflecting on this?
It's a warm, fuzzy feelings, especially I've observed when certain patients that come in off the street that maybe in another light I would be kind of, you know, resentful of them or whatever. They come into the room and suddenly I'm doing for them all the things that I can do, and they are responding in kind, and there's this human connection there. And I feel like I'm relating to them in a way that I wouldn't have in another environment. And it's very satisfying. You can be moved to tears just by simple interactions with people, you know. I mean, I don't want to sound like
you,
I'm, you know.
Would you be willing to share with us an example of something that's happened for you that was really touching for you?
I think that probably where I can relate the most is going back to the pain. Because of HIPAA rules and everything, there's lots that we can't do and we don't know. But I have to know enough when I'm walking the patient back to know whether or not I should ask them to put a gown on or not put a gown on and so forth and so on. And I do joke with them when they're, you know, I'll be walking them back and I'm likely to say, so what, if you were a patient, Carol, you decided to come into the ER day, what, had nothing better to do? So you thought you'd just come down and hang out in the ER, huh? You know, what's going on? And the minute that somebody tells me they have tremendous flank pain, I immediately suspect that they're dealing possibly with kidney stones and so forth. And
okay.
I will go into that with them and say, you know, I've dealt with that and it's just a horrible pain and so forth and so on. So you start this commiserating, you know, and you're giving them the blanket and whatnot. And it's very satisfying. Yeah,
that human connection. I mean, in the world that we live in, there's so much, you know, that, you know, we're all on our phones and this and that. And just that human connection of eye to eye, talking to somebody, comforting someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
A stranger, right?
Yeah, right. One of the other functions I've performed, I was what was called a wayfinder. And my job was to just float around the campus, and for those of you who are familiar with Providence Sacred Heart, you know that is a huge facility,
right?
And people, including staff, are lost in there all the time. I often joke about the fact that we have vending machines in the hallways to save lives, people from starving to death because they can't figure out how to get out of the hospital,
right?
You know, so you meet somebody in the hospital, particularly if they are non-English speaking.
Oh, yes.
And boy, they are so grateful because here's someone who's in sad condition to begin with, pain,
right,
worried about a loved one, and now they're lost and they can't speak language and so forth. So I do my best to communicate with them and we'll get them where they need to go.
Yeah. Oh my God, Dave, you're like, I mean, really, literally, you're an angel. I mean, seriously, like, that's what you are. Like, you swoop down as if from, you know, heaven and like, here, let me help you. Well, and that's your function, is to be an angel.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, it is. I mean, really, like, you're, okay, so do you just get how loving this man is? Yeah. And do you just get how humble he is? Like, 15 years of doing this and...
Yeah, well... Dang. But let me say, in 2016, I was just one of 1,374 of these angels.
Okay, so so I was going to ask. Yeah. So my understanding is that you have a lot of people who do this kind of volunteer work at the hospital, and without people like you, that there really wouldn't be the capacity for Sacred Heart to serve the people that get served. Services, medical services for people who can't afford it, and who would be underserved or not served at all if it weren't for people like you.
Yeah.
Because of, and you were saying something like, you know, 5 gabillion hours being,
yeah,
you
that, know. This 1,374 volunteers in 2016 contributed 89,640 hours of volunteer services. That's roughly the equivalent of 44 full-time employees.
Wow.
And I, you know, you, these are all, we're doing the work that a lot of professionals would have to do.
Right.
So if you put a dollar value on that, it amounts to several, you know, many millions of dollars.
Yeah, right. And but, and you guys are doing this out of the, you know, intention of making a difference, yeah, for people, and you do.
Well, we're carrying over, you know, I personally relate to the history of Sacred Heart, which when they started in 1886, and it was just really, I think, three or maybe five nuns who, you know, they've already committed their lives to vows of poverty and celibacy and so forth. But they banded together to create this hospital to treat just basically poor people, homeless, yeah, and indigent. And they have grown that thing into the largest medical group, right, in the Pacific Northwest. And so I feel such a privilege to have to be a part of that, you know, to join into that spirit. And I mean, when you think back what they did back, yeah, in those days to pull that again, unfortunately, I don't think we'll ever see that kind of, you know, commitment and generosity again. But at least,
but hold up, that's what you're doing.
Well, I guess
right, that is what you're doing.
Yeah,
and that's what all, yeah, of those who are being of service there. That's what you're doing, is, right, you're carrying that legacy forward. So I just want to acknowledge you for that. Thank you so much for doing that kind of work. And you know, it's like, it really takes something to, you know, a lot of people talk a good game, like, mm-hmm, oh, I should, or I ought to. And there you are out on the court with people day in, day out. I mean, you do a lot of volunteer. You have several days a week, don't you?
Yeah, I'm there twice a week for half the day.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of people like you doing that very same thing. So,
right,
you, yeah, guys are doing the work.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
The carrying,
yeah,
on of that legacy, and, yeah, so, you know, wow. So if so, I know we have people listening right now who might be interested and are inspired by what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they might like to do what you're, okay, doing. So how would people who are listening to you and being inspired by you be able to volunteer at the hospital like what you're doing?
Yeah. Just go online and look up Providence Sacred Heart and follow the prompts, and you'll see one on there for volunteer services. Click on that, and then that'll put you in touch with the office personnel for that. Procedure is you would have to come in and do an interview with them. They do a pretty extensive background check.
Yeah, got
and,
that.
And they determine what your interests are, you know, what you would like to do and so forth. And they're very good about fitting you to what your interests are. A not so good fit for me that I thought would be great was I did a period of duty in peds oncology, where I often had to hold babies and things like that,
yeah,
you know, and sit in a rocking chair. And I had the expectation that I would be able to relate with them, but they were usually so young,
yeah,
that there was no communication. And then when they get a little older, they're interested in other things, not me, and so forth and so on. So that wasn't the best fit for me, but it was rewarding still,
yeah,
you know, to do the job.
Okay, so a couple of minutes ago off camera, I said to you, you know, wow, that's a lot of time that you spend 2 days a week, half time. And you said you've done it even more than that before.
Right.
And then you said something else. So would you please tell us?
Well, what I said was I can't miss it. I enjoy it so much. It's such a meaningful thing, and it's extremely rewarding. So, you know, it really worked out well for me going this micro concept where I did a very rigorous self-analysis of what my issues were and decided that the best thing I could do is to put myself out there and do these things, and Sacred Heart has given me this wonderful opportunity to do that, and I can't miss it. I got to be there.
So you give and you receive.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for being our guest.
My pleasure.
And I really appreciate you. I appreciate the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for joining in. And we'll see you next time where you get to meet more, another person, another extraordinary person who's doing extraordinary good and spreading positivity in the world. Thank you so much.